It's the 14th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A student of Goldington Green Academy in Bedford was abandoned in Dover during a school trip to Paris. The pupil, Mohamed Azur Zabib, was not carrying his individual passport with him. His mother, Sadie Halima, pointed out that the international school trips are covered by a group or collective passport arranged prior to travel. Miss Halima, who is employed at the academy, was instructed to send her son's passport by courier to Dover, which she agreed to, even though she'd previously provided a copy of the document. It was later determined that the passport would not arrive before the rest of the trip was scheduled to continue. After a heated exchange, the 11-year-old was left at Dover Police Station. Following ignored requests to speak to the head teacher, the Mohammed's mother is now planning to resign. The head teacher, Caroline Skingsley, has not provided any further clarity, citing student safeguarding and confidentiality policies. The Met Office has issued a heat advisory warning for Bedfordshire. The amber warning covers the dates from the 17th to the 19th of July. The elderly and those with heart or respiratory issues are particularly vulnerable. Last Thursday, a prisoner escaped from the Bedford Prison visitation area, prompting a huge local beds police presence. Authorities were notified of the missing convict around 2 p.m. while other visitors were entering the building. He was quickly located within 2 hours. It was speculated he was found riding a pedal bike on the A1 approaching the M1 junction. He was additionally charged with unlawful escape. Bedford Park Run commemorates its 500th event at Bedford Park this Saturday. Everyone is invited to participate while also providing donations to support Bedford Food Bank. That's all from me today. However, I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.